Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Animals that live in groups often depend on one another for survival. Francois Blanchette, associate professor of applied mathematics at the University of California, Merced, examines how penguins cooperate to survive in one of the most inhospitable locations on Earth.
One day, bored with grading, I found myself watching the March of the Penguins. Looking at the penguins huddling against the cold wind, it occurred to me that they are truly amazing animals. Not only do they survive horrendous living conditions, but they must also do it in a fair manner. If the strong penguins could stay sheltered in the center and the weak were left exposed on the edge of the huddle, the exposed penguins would die of hypothermia. The huddle would keep losing members and in time disappear. Clearly, the law of the jungle doesn't work in Antarctica. So with my colleague, Professor Kim, and a student, we set out to study how penguins manage to keep it fair. We came up with a very simple model. Given a huddle configuration, we computed the wind flow and temperature distribution around it. We then found the most exposed penguin and had it relocate to the most sheltered position it could access without displacing any other penguin. By repeating this process, we saw that penguins peeled away from the windward side and piled up on the leeward side. But our model huddles didn't quite look right. They had the wrong shape and were too perfectly smooth. So to generate more realistic huddles, we had to add a fair amount of randomness in the system. This meant that although penguins followed the general principle that each individual tries to move to the warmest spot it can find, they applied that principle quite imperfectly. The resulting huddles seemed to move in a fairly realistic way. Most importantly, every penguin eventually became exposed to the wind, as its protection slowly eroded away. So it seems that the simple principle of every penguin for itself managed to produce a fair system, and that penguins are not purely rational, which, I suppose, is part of their charm.
That was Francois Blanchette of the University of California, Merced. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.